My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are watching The Four Corners.
It's been a long time. Come
on. You just ran the left!
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's my life, my time, my rights, my rhymes, my grind, my struggle, hustle, sweat, and my blood, too. I'm ready to smell fear, not a lot, my competitors flex.
Mic check 1 2 1 2,
and mic check 1 2. Mic check 1 2. Wait,
and there's no mic.
There's no mic.
We kicked him off the show. No, I'm just not here this week, but it's okay. He's doing well. He's all good. He'll be back next week. So it's me and Albert holding the fourth down. Bert, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm doing great, Fonz. You know what? This marks, I think, this is the first time in a while that it's been just you and me.
I think this is the first time where it was just me and you, at least when we were here on review. So look at that, just like the good old days. Look at Bert, I'm growing a little beard just like you.
Ooh.
I haven't shaved in a while, too. I don't know, I was something a little different. I'm gonna shave because I can't.
Yeah, I know. I saw you and a couple of our friends went out to the Poconos this weekend. Yes,
hiking 4 miles. My ankle hurts. I got bug bites, but I'm okay.
Oh yeah, no. Damn. The last time I went hiking, I thought I was almost going to die.
He has hair now. Who's he talking? He's talking about?
I think he's talking about one of our topics tonight.
Little teaser, which we'll talk about later on. Albert, who's here, but also on the show. Good evening, gentlemen. Have a great show. Thank you, Albert Squared. Christopher Casey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Christopher, I'm doing great now that you commented. That made my night. You make the night better by commenting. Mike DeSanto is not here. He's checking for me. Greetings from the Battle Realm. Yes, Mike's okay.
Yes, Mike is currently fighting Evil Merrick for his life back.
Yeah, and Albert Doner, TikTok Armageddon is back. You're damn right. I'm very excited for this, too. So, as a reminder, check out everything with Review and Preview, our podcast feed, where you can get all the podcasts. The shows are taking a break right now. It's only Four Corners this week again. Then, you know, as a sport,
your lovely live programming includes us.
Yes.
Only us, but only for a short time.
Yes.
Review and Preview shows will return shortly, such as Hitting for the Cycle returns on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Review and Preview on the 31st. And Big Blue Avenue is back for more Giants football.
Yes.
On September 8th.
Speaking of Big Blue Avenue, Tom Scavetta commented here. What's up, fam? Albert, hope to see you later this month. Maybe. I gotta meet up with Tom. I haven't seen Tom in a long time.
Yes, I was informed that Tom will be in my neck of the woods for a week.
Oh no, is Tom gonna be a Florida man? Oh man, Tom the Florida.
Tom is a great Florida man.
Tom fits the Florida man mold really well. Shout out to Tom. His stuff's great when he gets back to Review and Preview. Big Blue.
I remember the last time Tom came down to Florida. He was bar hopping and managed to get the same Uber driver like 3 times.
Look at that, Tom. Look at that. Look at you, Tom Scavetta. What is this? stop doing...
You know what, Mike? When he stops giving cryptic-ass tweets on Twitter, I will stop rocking in my chair. But until that time,
I mean, what are we doing?
I will be your friendly neighborhood Bray Wyatt.
So... rundown of the show. We got a couple of kind of recapping a paper. Well, not a paper. AEW special last week. They have a special episode every single week. We're previewing.
Can we really call them specials if they're every week?
Do I count them on the pay-per-view schedule on our show sheet? Do I count that? Like, I don't know if I count them.
I don't know.
Put them in parentheses, I guess, just so we know. Another special show for NXT this week. Now NXT, unlike AEW, they do it every couple of weeks actually. So this is like for the first time in a while. And then Impact's having a pay-per-view up this upcoming weekend too, so that should be really fun. And someone came back for the WWE. We'll talk about it later.
And it may not be the last.
So we're gonna do the pay-per-views, not crazy in-depth pay-per-views and recaps. Yeah. Just kind of talk about what's going on too, because I mean, I'm sure Albert, you watched Battle of the Belts much like myself too. You know, a little bit.
Battle of the Belts three too.
And then we'll talk about what's going on with Impact NXT. But before we do all that, I figured, Bert, did we come with a nickname for our segment of naming a random pay-per-view throughout the past year? I think Mike's gonna like this. I need Mike to
Mike's coming in the comment section with
the
Yes, your friendly neighborhood Wyatt man.
All right. Well, do we have a name for our segment of naming a random pay-per-view to start the show? I don't know.
I don't think we have an official name yet. So, to our lovely listeners, if you want to name our segment, that I can't speak anymore. All right. Please drop any comments either now or later. And
So Mike's gonna like this. So Albert, you can start off with yours because mine fits the mold of someone who just commented something, by the way, too. So it's also the old name too. So Albert, if you want to go first.
So I quickly went, which year do I choose? So I just decided to choose my birth year of 1995. Mm. So in honor of me being the fourth, I went with In Your House 4.
Oh, okay. All right.
Aired in October of 1995.
Okay.
It had 5 matches on the card and 4 dark matches.
Okay.
Commentators were Vincent Kennedy McMahon, Jerry the King Lawler, and good old JR.
That's pretty good. Pretty good commentary booth.
The first dark match, I'll do the dark matches first, then I'll do the live matches. Mm-hmm. The first dark match in a measly 4 minutes and 2 seconds, Bob Holly defeated Rad Radford. The second dark match in 12 minutes and 34 seconds, Psycho Sid defeated Henry O. Godwin.
Hog. Yes, Hog. Yes. continue.
The third dark match in 13 minutes 22 seconds, the tag team of Owen Hart and Yokozuna with Mr. Fuji and Jim Cornette defeated Savio Vega and Bam Bam Bigelow.
You know, the Yokozuna Owen Hart tag team was a little bit underrated, I would say. It was a pretty solid tag team between them. It was a tag team you wouldn't expect, but a good tag team.
And then finally, in 14 minutes and 10 seconds, Bret Hart defeated Isaac Yankem, DDS.
Do you know who Isaac Yankem is, Mr. Donor?
I do not.
Press. Are you on Wikipedia?
I am.
Make a press on who Isaac Yankem, DDS is. You never knew it was Kane.
I did not.
You had no idea that was
no.
Yes. Mike is going to be flippant about this. You did not know that Isaac Yankem.
No, Mike, you cannot tell me because I just looked it up.
And then after that, he was fake Diesel.
That I did know.
Yeah, well, that Kane's been through it. Listen, protect Kane. So. Yeah.
Alrighty.
In honor of a comment, I think it was Christopher Knows, your alter ego, TikTok Armageddon is back. So I brought an old pay-per-view, one of my favorite names of a pay-per-view, Armageddon 2003. It's a significant one. And I'll tell you why at the end. Now, here we're going to go from top to bottom of the card. This to remind of the date happened December 14, 2003 in Orlando, Florida, home of the Orlando Magic. Hmm. So on Sunday Night Heat, which was the pre-show, Rico defeated John Heidenreich. Okay. You know Heidenreich, right? You remember Heidenreich. Heidenreich with the poems. He did the poems. You don't remember?
I don't.
What about Rico? I feel like Rico was a short term.
Yeah. Wrestler.
He had the face paint, very flamboyant. If you see a picture of him, you'll know who I'm talking about. All right, so anyway, the main card. Yeah, see, Mike knows Heidenreich. It's Mike's favorite wrestler, actually. Did you know that? Heidenreich? All right, so the opening match of the card, the actual card, Booker T defeated Mark Henry with Teddy Long in a singles match.
Okay.
The next one, Randy Orton with Ric Flair defeated Rob Van Dam to earn the Intercontinental Championship, and Mick Foley was the special guest referee. Yes, Rico was the manager of 3 Minute Warning, and then he tagged him with Charlie Haas, and he was with Miss Jackie. I don't know, he was the personal stylist of somebody. I don't remember exactly. Oh, Billy and Chuck. That's who he was. Next match, Chris Jericho and Christian defeated Lita and Trish Stratus in an intergender tag team match.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels defeated Batista with Ric Flair, a young Batista. Evolution, Batista and Ric Flair, last eliminated the Dudley Boys to win the World Tag Team Championships in a tag team turmoil match. The other teams that were involved was La Resistance, Rosie and the Hurricane, Val Venus and Lance Storm, Mark Jindrak and Garrison Cade, Test and Scott Steiner, and the Dudley Boys. Molly Holly defeated Ivory for the women's to retain the women's championship. And in the main event, Triple H defeated Goldberg and Kane to win the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, why is this an important one? Because this was the night. If you noticed here, what did you notice that with all who won the main titles on the men's side?
Randy Orton. It was Evolution.
Yeah, Randy Orton, Flair, Bob. I'm a Bautista.
Bautista.
And Triple H, Evolution. The night Evolution held all the gold. The funny thing is, with the tag team one, the Dudley Boys did win, but then Eric Bischoff said, you have one more tag team to go with, and no one thought it would be Batista and Ric Flair. So that was the night they all held the good old gold. So
cool.
Look at that. So that's a reminiscence of the good old days, too.
Hey, Fonz.
What's up?
Can I finish my pay-per-view now?
I thought you finished it.
No, those were the dark matches.
No, that was not the dark matches.
Those were the dark matches.
Wait a minute. I thought you finished.
No.
Bret Hart is a main eventer, though. As much as I say
Bret Hart. It was a dark match, though.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Did you say that it was all dark matches?
I said there were four dark matches.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I can read you the actual card now.
Oh, my God. You're right. I looked at the dark matches. Oh,
there were 10 total matches and four were dark matches.
I thought you finished all of them. Oh, my
God. The actual card, the live event.
I'm so sorry.
No worries.
I'm so sorry.
Starting off from top to bottom. In 8 minutes and 6 seconds, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, not Triple H, but his British persona, defeated Fatu.
It was Fatu Rikishi. Right?
Yes.
Okay. That too was Rikishi.
Then in 12 minutes and 46 seconds, for the WWF Tag Team Champions, the Smoking Guns, Billy Gunn and Bart Gunn, defeated the 1-2-3 Kid and Razor Ramon.
I forgot they were a tag team. Okay.
In 11 minutes, 15 seconds, Goldust defeated Marty Jannetty.
Former tag team partner of Shawn Michaels with the Rockers. Goldust been around for a long time. Wow.
In 5 minutes, 12 seconds, King Mabel with Sir Mo versed Yokozuna with Mr. Fuji and Jim Cornette. And that ended in a double countout.
That's probably the best match of the night. That's probably the best.
For the WWF Intercontinental Championship, in 11 minutes and 1 second, Razor Ramon defeated Dean Douglas.
He held that title for a day. That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then finally, for the WWF Championship, in 18 minutes and 14 seconds, the British Bulldog with Jim Cornette defeated Diesel by disqualification.
Okay. Now that seems more like the main event at the time. Okay. Now I just realized you didn't say the Bret Hart one was for the WWF Championship. Okay. Well, I do apologize for that. Yeah.
No worries.
King Mabel. Let's do a rewatch of King Mabel versus Yokozuna. I'm not the wrestler, but I'm saying King Mabel was notoriously known for injuring people in the process too. So that episode for the good old days of reminiscing of the good old days. So
Before
we do anything, we have a golden swap. We'll talk about the golden swap.
Hey.
Right, title changes on free TV, whether it's Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, Rampage, hell, on YouTube with the 24/7 title, even though we don't talk about the 24/7 title. The NXT Women's Tag Team Championships. Remember those, Albert?
Remember tag teams?
Yeah, remember tag teams? So we have new Women's Tag Team Champions, and I will say it's a long time coming. I think they definitely deserve it at some point. Katana Chance, Casey Catanzaro, and Caden Carter won a fatal four-way, which was against teams of Ivy Nile and Tatum Paxley, Toxic Attraction, Ulyssa Leon and Valentina Ferrans in a fatal four-way elimination match, by the way. And you're probably wondering, where was Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade? I feel like we didn't even freaking talk about this part because Cora Jade turned on Perez for no reason, I guess, too. And then she threw her championship in the trash can, vacating the belt. So WWE.
Damn, Vacant was holding all the tag team belts for a while.
So by the way, and it says here, for 1 week, Roxanne Perez was a tag team champion by herself. And then she couldn't find a tag team partner, so they have her vacate the title, too. Now, I'll say this. That was a dumb storyline, I think. Yes.
Dumb Vince McMahon storyline that I'm glad is gone.
Yeah, I mean, because Toxic Attraction, why have them drop the belts then to Cora Jade? I thought Jade and Perez were going to have, like, a long run. with the belts then, if that was the case then, too, because of the, nope. the new...
It was, you know what? I was talking over dinner about this with my dad. We could probably see Toxic in that women's tag team tournament finally tonight.
That also might be the case then, too. But looking to the team that actually won, I think out of all the teams, I would have said Katana Chance and Kayden Carter because they've been around for NXT for a while. They're, you know, they're well known. They're like really good friends. You know, they're not like the throw them in a tag team. Like they've tagged for a while together. And it was, I think it was definitely long overdue for them. So I actually have no problems
and
with whatever.
You know what? When they won the title, they righted the wrongs and they gave them their baby face moment.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you this question, and they failed because I know how much you love this question. In a more than two-team tag team championship match.
I heard about this.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question because I don't remember. Seriously, I don't know. Normally, when you have triple threat or fatal four-way, a member from each team's in the ring.
Yes, that would be the logical thing to do when you have more than two people.
Did that happen?
No.
That's the only issue. It would have been nice if Carter and Chance defeated Toxic Attraction, or at least like who had the belts or something else. Yeah. But I can't complain because like it was just the whole thing of vacating the titles. It was stupid. It's whatever. Like have him hold on to it a little bit, then vacate, then have him drop it or something. But honestly, I can't complain too much because it friggin' is. It is what it is. Tom, you can ask whatever you want on the show. We have it's no holds bar. Not sure this question fits into the show. It doesn't matter at any point. But do you guys know Austin Maddison? I believe he's on AEW under a stage name. I'm gonna look this up. So Austin Maddison.
The name does not sound familiar, Tom. But maybe his stage name will.
Yeah, I'm trying. Oh, stupid. It's Luchasaurus's name.
Really?
That's Luchasaurus's real name. I never knew that was his. I did not know that was his real name, actually. I did not know that. Yes. Tom, Austin Maddison is Luchasaurus, and Luchasaurus is a dinosaur who's a luchador dinosaur, which
he's the dinosaur that is the demon summons for Christian Cage.
And let me tell you, fits well. He was in NXT for a while, by the way, back in the day. I think it was under Judas Devlin, by the way. That's right. He was on Big Brother at some point. I remember about this. And I think he was on another Big Brother too, I think. So I looked up his filmography. He was also on The Price is Right. Look at that. See, this is the with the show. We keep talking back and forth, blandering on and on, because that's what we do here too. So let me pull us up here. AEW Battle for the Belts 3. Again, it's another one of NXT's.
I don't know why it was an hour.
Yeah, I don't know why it was an hour. I mean, you think Battle of the Belts, you have every belt on the line.
Yeah, this sounds like it should be the AEW of Clash of Champions.
That's what I'm thinking, because like Battle of the Belts sounds cool. It's not like it's a dumb name. It's like it sounds like really cool. So three matches took place on the card. So ROH World Championship, we talked about it already because that was on there last week. We kind of predicted what other two were on there. I think we kind of pretty much said it would be the TNT and the Women's Championship. Like those would be the two that would be.
Yeah, I think we had agreed on the TBS Championship, but it ended up being the AEW.
I said either Women's Championship, the TNT, and I said maybe the All Atlantic just to throw one in there, or a tag team if they wanted to do a fourth or something. But these are three that we expected. So the first one, Wardlow defeated Jay Lethal to retain the TNT Championship. I kind of expect this. I want Wardlow to have a freaking long reign with the belt, too. Mm-hmm. Bad for Jay Lethal because he's very talented. I love Jay Lethal. Big fan of him, too. I don't know. What do you think of his pairing with Sanjay Dutt and Satyam Singh, by the way, to the whole pairing? I think Lethal can do it by himself. Like, I don't get the whole...
Yeah.
It makes sense because Sanjay Dutt was with Impact or TNA with Lethal for a long time. So I guess like the long
bringing back the glory days,
the good old days of TNA, the good old day of total nonstop action too. But this is a 7-minute match. We kind of expect. I mean, Wardlow is incredible. He's so good. I mean, we expected this title change to retain it too. So No problem with this one too. Protect Wardlow. He's going to be champion.
Protect Wardlow.
He's going to be champion for
Goldberg 2.0.
But we like him. That's the thing. Yeah. We like this. We like this version of Goldberg. Thunder Rosa defeated Jamie Hayter to retain the AEW Women's Championship. Solid match. Again,
solid match. Yeah.
Again, the women's.
However, I did see that it was overlooked by something else that happened.
What else happened?
Apparently, Dr. Britt Baker came out and completely stole the show.
I mean, because she is
DMD.
I mean, I expected Rosa to retain here. I feel like Jamie she will be in line for the women's championship, but not right now. Maybe I don't know how long Rosa's gonna have the belt for too. I mean, will
I'd say
Britt Baker be champion again too? That's the whole thing.
Oh, 100%. I think they're gonna do the power couple at some point.
You think? Yeah, it's gotta be. Yeah, it's gotta be. Yeah. It's gotta happen at some point. But again, with the women's division, like, you know, there's some, it has its hiccups, but it's getting a lot better, I would say, with AEW. You know, because I remember this time last year, I was like questioning it, but I knew, like, give it some more time.
Yeah, like this time last year, they had like maybe two good, superstars in the women division.
But now they have like Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa. I mean, and you have like the ones underneath, like Chris Statlander, even Jamie Hayter, like, who are slowly like getting up there too. Even Ruby Soho, you know, even the Riho, like, they have names now, so now they're getting there too.
Apparently, for her efforts, Hayter received the broken nose.
Thank you, Chris. It's okay, Jamie. Hope we'll speedy recovery. Get the mask and whatever to maybe Luchasaurus.
Can we not go the whole stupid Carmella route? Who also apparently got herself injured at a house show.
What happened? I didn't hear about this.
She was in a triple threat for Bianca's championship, and the fans saw the ref throw up the X sign.
Oh boy.
She was able to walk out under her own power, so I don't think it's anything too serious, but they did mark her out of contention.
Well, hopefully she gets better too. And finally, Claudio Castagnoli defeated Konosuke Takeshita to retain the
as expected.
Championship. And it was expected, but it was a very, very all I gotta say to that is good.
Expect all I have to say to that is
I've got an insatiable appetite for life, and I want more, more, more.
Get that sound on your, do you have a soundboard?
Maybe.
Can you please tell me what other sounds you have on there? Yeah,
the only other thing I have is as it's not gonna play.
Oh no.
Dude.
Did not
That's the only other thing I have.
You play the Vince McMahon one again. It's just, that's
sure.
I've got an insatiable appetite for life, and I want more, more, more.
I saw you post that video earlier today in our group chat. I'm like, this is going on my soundboard.
More, more, more. Yeah, that's what it was too. But that was AEW's battle for the again a shorter one because that's just the way it is too.
Yeah.
That's whatever.
And yes, Mike, if you're still out there in the comment section, there's now two of them.
There's two. There is two soundboards. Are you ready for that one? So, Impact Wrestling is going to have a pay-per-view August 12th. Impact's Emergence is a pay-per-view. I think this is the third one in its chronological year. First one in 2020. It was a two-night event, 2021 and 2022. So this is what we're going to be talking about here. A couple of matches we'll go over. There's eight matches on the card, too. There is some notable match on here that I'm really interested to look at, too. Honestly, with some Ring of Honor stuff on here, too. Some more Honor No More stuff, I guess.
Hello, Facebook user.
Yo, Facebook user. Wait a minute. Anyway, we'll go through the matches. One by one. We'll go through all of them here. So number one, let me pull it up here. Where is it? Where is the thing? I'm loading it up right now. Okay. So Mike has this one on here too. It's Matt Fitchett versus one called Maunders for the AAW title. Now it's not on the actual on the card here, but it, I guess maybe the okay. They announced it later on August 6th. So on Twitter and in connection with AEW Wrestling, they will have a championship. So cool. Something a little bit different. I'm not sure about these wrestlers, to be honest here. I'm going to assume Matt Fitchett retains here because you guess it's a way just to promote the wrestlers. And I'll check it out to see like what they got here too. If that's your top champion, maybe your number one contender, obviously.
But what I am sure about, Fonz, is we now know the identity of our Facebook user. It's Justin.
It's Justin. I don't know Justin who. Is it Justin Kearns from JDF Sports? I don't remember. I don't know who Justin is.
I only know Justin Kearns from JDF Sports and Justin Del Rio.
Justin Del Rio too. So it could be either or. All right. I'm gonna say maybe. All right. So hi Justin Del Rio and hi Justin Kearns, whoever it is on the and any reviews, comments, make sure you like our Facebook page. If you don't like our Facebook page, you're banned from
the show. You may end up in the shadow realm with
yes, you will. Yes, you will. So we got this one. This is going to be a triple threat match. Rocky Romero or Mike Bailey will versus Jack Evans for the Impact X Division Championship. That match will be happening later on in the week to determine who will be added on to it too. I'm going to assume that Mike Bailey retains the Impact X Division Championship versus Jack Evans, who Jack Evans recently joined Impact after leaving AEW. I'm going to go with Mike Bailey to retain this one. I believe he will retain this one here with the X Division Championship too. Well, let's go if you get Jack Evans on the card to get him to now joining Impact, the new face, or one of the new faces add on to Impact Wrestling. So, although I like the addition of Rocky Romero potentially, because I do like Rocky a lot too, because he's been around, you know, with Japan and everything too, and he's a well-known name. So I honestly wouldn't mind if he's added on too. So
if he's added on, I'm gonna go with Rocky.
All right, so Rocky is gonna defend the title, is gonna get his chance against Bailey the night before, and whoever wins gets to face Jack Evans. So that's what it is. Okay, so that should be, I mean, overall good match. Jack Evans was very good in AEW, by the way. If you haven't seen his stuff, he was with him and Angelico. I think that was the team that they were together. That was one of the earlier tag teams on there too.
Cool.
We got Chris Sabin and Kushida. Chris Sabin and Kushida versus Violent by Design, which is Diener and Joe Doring. Listen, I just like Kushida so much. I'm gonna go with Kushida and Sabin to win this one
here. Yeah, I can't go against my boy Kushida.
I can't go against Kushida too. I can't do it. Sami Callihan versus Steve Maclin in a singles match. You know what? Toss up for me.
Yeah, like Sami
Callihan.
I'm gonna go with you on this one.
Oh wow.
Callihan.
So. Big one here. It's Bullet Club versus Honor No More. Now, representing Bullet Club is Ace Austin, Chris Bey, Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson, Hikuleo, and Honor No More is Eddie Edwards, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, PCO, and Vincent. Now, if Honor No More wins, they'll receive a shot at the Impact World Tag Team Championship. I don't know who will receive it then out of those five. If Bullet Club wins, Honor No More must permanently disband. Is it every pay-per-view that they do this? I don't mind. I don't mind Honor No More. I think it's like a cool like team together, but like, are they going to, like, they do this every pay? I feel like this is, am I bugging here? And every Impact pay-per-view they've done that, I'm going to look at the last Impact pay-per-view.
I think you might be right. I think that might be just their stipulation.
Honor No More wasn't a tag team, but they didn't have the stipulation on there too. Let me look at the one. I just gotta look at the other one before that too. Under Siege. Let me just see.
Mike is saying if Honor No More wins, it's gonna be Taven and Bennett.
I would assume that too. So they Honor No More has been in a couple of them, but they never had stipulations like this too. Now Honor No More is now they lost the last pay per view, but they won the one prior. I like Bullet Club a lot, you know me, but I feel like they don't want to do the disbanding thing because like Honor No More kind of fits the mold with Impact of like. And I think so. So I think Honor No More is going to win this one here, and I think they'll get the tag team title shot and probably be Taven and Bennett too. So I'm gonna probably go with Honor No More to win this one.
I'm going with Bullet Club.
Okay. Listen, I don't mind. Again, I like Bullet Club, so I can go with them too. So yeah. So he's saying because the two big former Ring of Honor guys. Yes, and they were a well decorated tag team too. So that one would make sense too. So we got here. Bandido versus Ray Horace. I'm gonna go my guy Bandido, but that is gonna be
Bandito.
Two luchadors going head to head.
Yeah,
literally just sign me.
A concept someone forgot.
So Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Yeah, that's gonna be
a banger.
It's gonna be a really good match. It could be for the X Division title too. All right, so we got Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie, who are the Knockouts World Tag Team Championships, and they'll be versus VXT, which is Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo. I think Green and Purrazzo are gonna win this. I think so.
I think so too.
They've been friends for a long time. They're great wrestlers, both of them. They've always tag teamed together, but never had the title shots. You know what? And Purrazzo, former Impact World champion, women's world champion, one of the longer reigning ones. And Chelsea Green was one too, back in the day as well, when her first stint with Impact Wrestling. So I'm gonna go with the VXT to win this one. I think so. I think it's gonna be a decent shot for that one too.
Against Mike's wishes, I'm gonna join you on that bet.
Yeah, I know Mike's not gonna like it, 'cause Mike's a big Rosemary fan, so mm-hmm. we do apologize for that one too. But I think that could be definitely a very good match. This one's gonna be good. Jordynne Grace versus Mia Yim for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. I think Grace is gonna retain here, but it wouldn't shock me if they go with Mia Yim.
Yeah,
it wouldn't shock me, but I feel like Grace is gonna retain here and still have a long reign with the Impact.
I'm gonna go with Mia.
You're going to go with Mia Yim? Okay. I mean, yeah. Listen, you can go either or, but I think that's going to be a very good match. Yeah. Mia Yim, who was formerly known as Reckoning.
Who?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, the main event. Mike was saying he's happy with the main event of the show, and I'm excited for it, too. Josh Alexander defends his Impact World Championship against Alex Shelley. Alex Shelley, long time. Back in the days of TNA, one half of the Motor City Machine Guns, and also with the Time Splitters with Kushida. Remember that, too?
Yes. Nothing will ever replace the memory I have of you in my head when we were sitting in the garden watching SmackDown, and all of a sudden Kushida pops out.
And I flipped out because of my I was like, watch him. He's good. I watched him in Japan. I'm like,
I also will never forget wearing my Kushida shirt to NXT and having him point to me, because I had the only Kushida shirt on.
Ah, he must have loved that too. Wait, yeah. Which Kushida shirt?
It was his last shirt, just before his contract ran out. It says, "Time belongs to Kushida."
I thought, oh yes, yeah, that's a cool shirt. Oh, what could have been, man?
Yeah,
you had him.
What could have been?
NXT, you had him right there in your palm of your hands. You had him. It was so hyped, did you? Anyway, you
let him go.
So this is about Alex Shelley and Josh Alexander, two very veterans of the game, been around for a while too, solid wrestlers, you know, tag team guys, but also can go in the singles division too. I mean, clearly with Josh Alexander, he's a two-time Impact champion. I really do think that they're going to stick the belt with Alexander for a little bit longer, and as much as I like Shelley, I feel like it's kind of more of like, you know, Shelley to put Alexander over to get legitimacy, being like, hey, he beat a Impact, you know, legend, but like a longtime member of Impact Wrestling. So it's still going to be a very good match. I think that's going to be one. I mean, that and the Bandito Rey Horus, the two match I'm definitely looking forward to. I know Mike is definitely happy for this main event too. It's probably going to be the main event of the show. But
Fonz, can you tell the people where they can watch this?
Hold on. Let me pull up right now. Let me pull up right now because I was looking up Alex Shelley's title history too. So it'll be air on Impact Plus and YouTube, by the way, too. So Impact Plus is like their, you know, like the Peacock WWE network, which is a network to me. And on YouTube, I'm assuming with YouTube TV, I'm assuming as well, because if it's on Impact Plus, it's on YouTube TV too. August 12th at 8 o'clock will be when the main card starts, but it's going to be a very, very, very good one too. So I'm definitely looking forward to that one. So. See, but he says Shelley does, I think at some point, does deserve a shot at it too. But I feel like they're going to stick with Josh Alexander to kind of stick with the mold of that too. And I think, well, how old is Alexander? I don't think Alexander's that. Alexander's 35 actually, and Shelley is 39. Maybe you could go Shelley too. You could go either one. I have a feeling they're going to stick with Alexander for a little bit longer too. So YouTube Ultimate Insiders is where you can check it out too. But Impact Plus. YouTube Ultimate Insiders overall, it's going to be really good. So that is it. Impact Wrestling's Emergence pay-per-view. And now we got this one.
There's a heat wave coming.
I don't mind it as much because my thing with that is because AEW has so many damn ones. This is the first one since 2000, by the way. Heatwave was in 2000 from ECW. ECW is now owned by WWE, so that's why. Okay. So I was like, Heatwave. I'm like 2000 from ECW.
Yeah.
What the hell was the? Oh my gosh. The. Oh man, the main event was Just Incredible defeated Tommy Dreamer to retain the ECW World Heavyweight Championship in a Stairway to Hell match.
Stairway to Hell match.
It's just a wow. This was a. This, yeah. Wow, this was a card. Rhino defeated Sandman. Wow. Tajiri defeated Little Guido, which is Nunzio, and Psychosis and Mikey Whipwreck in a four-way dance. Four-way dance is a four-way elimination.
Yeah.
That was their version of it too. So, anyway, I do love how NXT does bring back these older name papers on like, you know, literally like NXT Hell in the Cell. Like, honestly, War Games, like, that's a cool
now movie. Now can we just get the DX skits back?
Oh, we're gonna get pay-per-view. They're gonna get probably not this one because it's an ECW one. Maybe you'll get a little something there too, but you probably maybe you probably will. So, but only two matches have been announced for the card. I'm assuming there's probably gonna be maybe one more because it's still, again, it's an episode of ECW, episode of NXT. That's not gonna happen, but still, it's not gonna be, you know, a pay-per-view where it's gonna be like as many long, whatever. Or it's not gonna be a takeover. NXT takeover.
Yeah.
NXT takeover Heatwave would be a sick name, by the way, for it too. Anyway, so we got two matches scheduled here. Mandy Rose will defend her NXT Women's Championship against Zoe Stark. I feel like Rose is gonna retain here, but how long will she hold this belt for, Rose? Because we're getting close to the year mark, I believe.
I think we are. And just
October 26th is when Mandy Rose won the title.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, because she won it at Halloween Havoc.
Yes.
But I, regarding my earlier statement about Toxic being called up, I don't think she's gonna hold it for much longer.
You think she'll get called up with Toxic Attraction too? You think Mandy Rose?
I think she might.
That could very well happen.
Because she's an integral part of the trio.
Because so would you put the title on Zoe Stark then? So would you do that?
I don't know.
I feel like you could.
But I feel like she might become a placeholder.
Yeah, that could be a transitional champion, because remember, she won a battle royal to be number one contender, so it's like there's not a build up to it, you know. Maybe Mandy retains and have her with the title on Raw or SmackDown for a little bit, then drop it at the next show.
Kind of like how they poorly booked somebody else.
Yeah, we'll talk about later too. Yeah. This will be a little better. Rose wants back.
My ego has been finding information about Rose wanting back onto Raw SmackDown.
Yeah. Eventually, I think she will probably get called, but I think she'll retain here and then have Toxic Attraction be in the women's tag team tournament. Maybe like once they get to the finals and potentially win, then have Mandy Rose come up to the roster.
Yeah.
That's just my thinking in my head too.
Here's Christopher's pick for a match.
Yeah, I feel like you want to go up against Kaylee. Maybe they do have Zoe Stark win and have her go against.
You mean Aubrey Fire?
stupid.
Hunter, can we repackage her too?
Yeah, exactly. But I think Nikita Lyons is definitely in the line for the women's title at some point, too. I think she's definitely close to what people would think. So I definitely would assume she'd be down the line also. And the other match, only been two matches announced. Braun Breaker will defend his title, NXT Championship, against JD McDonagh, Jordan Devlin. I don't know why they changed it. It was so pointless to change that name. I don't.
Because it was one of the last Vince McMahon decisions, because you can't have an existing name already. That means we can't own you.
But he was in NXT for so long. I don't understand. I don't get it. I truthfully don't understand. I don't get this company sometimes.
Is Jordan Devlin his real name?
Jordan Devlin is his real name. Yes.
That's also why. Because it was part of no existing names and no real names. That was the whole stipulation.
Anyway. I think Breaker's going to retain here. It could be a good. I mean, I think it will be a good match, but I think title on McDonagh so early because not people know about him because people don't really, many wrestling fans don't really watch about UK stuff and even know that he was Jordan Devlin. Maybe
I think Braun loses it when Davis gets out of high school, college, whatever.
The
Olympian.
Yeah. Gable.
Stevens.
Steven Stevenson. Yes, Gable Stevenson. Yes, that's actually. Is Gable Stevens actually technically on Raw? He was drafted to Raw. Who knows? But you know,
he was drafted to Raw.
But maybe they'll start a tag team. You got to have Chad Gable as the manager. Just call me.
No, that's their opponent. That's going to be their rival.
No, they're going to start
the Alpha Academy.
They're going to start a stable called Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah.
Because Olympics.
Yes.
Olympus. Great movie, by the way.
Yes, great movie.
I think it's none not talked about. That was it for Heat Wave too. So I guess this last thing, because if, I feel like it'll take the rest of the show because we can talk about other things going on.
It probably will.
Guess what?
What?
TikTok.
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 I've got an insatiable appetite for life, and I want more, more, more.
Yes. Harry, for those of you who weren't aware, this past Friday night on SmackDown, in a confrontation between the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, and his opponent at Clash at the Castle, Drew McIntyre, one very angry Karrion Kross returns with Scarlett. Yay!
Finally.
Finally. It looks like.
I didn't expect it.
I didn't expect it either. And what's weird was Fightful.com was reporting it the day of.
Yeah.
And it just like out of nowhere just happens at the end of SmackDown. And it looks like it might be a triple threat match, Clash at the Castle.
You better have him win too.
Yeah. Cause like what I've been reading is that this came possibly out of a push from USA to get a belt back on Raw.
I mean, at some point they're going to have to do that, especially if the main guy's a part-timer.
Yeah.
Or part-timer now. I mean, right? Not even as. No, I'll take away the quotes because he's technically part-timer.
He's a part-timer. Plain and simple.
But I knew Kross. When Triple H took over, I knew that there were some guys that were going to come back.
Yeah.
Well, Kross was on my list. I didn't expect it to be this quickly. Like, I didn't expect.
Neither did I. And he's not the only one.
I know. You know a lot more. But I was talking about Kross. He looks good. He looks good without that stupid headpiece. And with Scarlett.
If you guys don't remember, back when Kross was last here, he was called up to Raw without Scarlett. They had him lose. They built him up as this dominant NXT champion. And his first appearance on Raw, you had him lose to Jeff Hardy.
He was the NXT.
Like, no offense to Jeff, but like.
He was the NXT champion.
He was your NXT champion, yeah. And you had him lose not once, but twice to Jeff Hardy. And like, the part of the
sad.
The storyline was that was like without Scarlett, he would lose, but with Scarlett, he would win. But we never got to that point because Vince wouldn't approve Scarlett's mic skills.
She doesn't need the mic necessarily. It's the presence of
him. I know.
And listen, Kross has hair now. I like this look for him.
Kross has hair.
I like this look.
And he doesn't look like a freaking Ninja Turtle villain.
This is the Kross. Again, now I don't mind the name Karrion Kross because like I get it. You don't want to do Killer Kross.
Plus, he came up with the name, if I remember correctly.
He gave him a list of ideas. They said, like, hey, do you have ideas for names? And he said Karrion Kross. So I'm again,
yes.
I don't have a problem with that because
that's why that is one of the things I love about Triple H as head of creative, because he's actively going to the roster and being like, hey, what do you guys want to do?
Yeah, like literally what name do you want? What do you want to do? Like what gimmick? Like if it works, it works. If not, let's tweak it up and see what we can do to make your idea work too. Because he's open. Unlike Vince, he's open to ideas.
Yeah.
And again, the name Karrion Kross sounds better than Killer Kross, I think. Now that I think about it, I think it's getting a little better. But not the only one, Albert. Well, who else we thinking? Who else we thinking?
So
who else we thinking?
Buddy? Aside from Karrion Kross, I have been seeing reports that the former women's tag team champions have been confirmed at coming back at a later date. That being Sasha Banks and Naomi.
Yeah, I figured they would come back too.
As well as just before we went on air, I saw reports saying that the name of Johnny Wrestling is trending on social media right now because they are in Cleveland tonight, Monday Night Raw. They're saying Gargano's coming back.
Wait.
May not be tonight, but tonight would be because they're in Cleveland and Tommaso Ciampa is fighting Bobby Lashley. They're saying he's going to interfere with Ciampa's match. And we're going to reignite the Ciampa-Gargano feud.
On the main roster. Now I'm not worried about it because
yeah,
it's Hunter taking over too.
And the Mike threw in our group chat just before we went on air that Dexter Lumis might be coming back.
I will be so happy if Dexter Lumis comes back too.
Yes.
I will be very happy about that.
Also,
love Dexter Lumis.
We might be getting Dijak back.
Thank God. Tomic Dijakovic was a great name. I don't know why they made it T-Bar. I don't know. I don't understand.
He was T-Bar because he was part of Retribution.
Were they in Retribution? That's a new quiz game for you. Were they in Retribution? Slapjack. It was actually Flapjack. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so we had so far with Triple H, who've been actually not like rumors or rumblings, but like who've been actually back. Yeah. Dakota Kai.
Io Shirai.
I thought Io Shirai was still on the roster. No, she left, right? She left.
I think so.
Okay, well, I'm gonna double check that one. So definitely Dakota Kai, Karrion Kross, and Scarlett. Mm-hmm. Those are the three confirmed. I'm gonna double check with Io Shirai or Io Sky now. But still. That's three with potentially four now, right? Yeah. Oh, no, I think. No, she was injured. That's why yeah. It came back. But still, that's three with three good wrestlers, Kai, Scarlett, and Cross. Hmm. There's potentially more, too. I saw this list. I want to know your thoughts, Al. I watched like Walk Culture and like Wrestle Talk and all yeah. Like whatever. And I saw some ideas they were kind of going around with the Triple H's, like when we're Triple H's head, who might he resign? Not guys that he's going to, but potentially could bring in. And I saw some names down the line because this might not be for a while, but what about Malakai Black or Andrade? Ooh. Now their contracts aren't up until 2023.
But I can see that. I could definitely see that.
I'm thinking of NXT champions. Like they mentioned those.
Yeah.
Like that could definitely be like that's like likely down the line. But I mean,
yeah.
He was big on
development. You think they get Swerve and Lee back?
They are more newer to AEW, so maybe eventually. I think more Lee than Swerve Strickland.
Mm-hmm.
Or Isaiah Scott or Swerve Strickland, because Swerve Strickland was with NXT, obviously, yes, but then he kind of was more known with the NXT 2.0 when they did that. So yeah. maybe, mm-hmm. But I would say more Lee, but that might not be for a while. I'm not saying least likely, yeah. But I would say more Andrade and Aleister Black. They also mentioned Gargano and Candice LeRae, because Candice might mm-hmm. make an appearance too, obviously. There was like other ones too. There could be. I mean, even wrestlers now on the current roster,
yeah,
that were part of NXT. Like, you know, look at examples. Like, look what he held with Bobby Roode in NXT. Mm-hmm. You know, could do more with him now. You know, I'm just thinking of all these names. There's just the potential so much there. Oh, also on the list he added was Bray Wyatt.
Yes,
Bray Wyatt come back as Triple H is the head. You think that could please? Happen?
Can I just share with you and our viewers his tweet?
What was
you seen his tweet?
I have not seen his tweet.
His latest tweet. Okay, so he tweeted out yesterday. He tweeted out this quote or phrase, whatever you want to call it. It's like three paragraphs.
Hmm.
Wrestling is not a love story. It's a fairy tale for misogynists. Hmm. A comedy for people who criticize punchlines.
Huh.
A fantasy most can't understand. A spectacle no one can deny.
Hmm.
Lines are blurred. Heroes are villains. Budgets are cut. Business is business.
Hmm.
But it can also be a land where dead men walk. Where honor makes you elite. Where demons run for office, and rock bottom is a reason to rejoice.
Listen, come woo. Back. Come back at some point.
It's right? An escape, a reason to point the blame at anyone but yourself for 2 to 3 hours, an excuse to be a kid again, and nothing matters except the moment we are in. Hmm. Wrestling is not a love story. It's much more. It's hope. And in a world surrounded in hate, greed, and violence, a world where closure may never come, we all know a place that has hot and cold hope on tap, for better or for worse.
That's a long, tweet.
Yes.
Is it in the notes app?
What?
Was that like, did he screenshot from the notes app, the tweet?
Yeah, he screenshot it from the notes app.
Okay, that's what I figured as much too.
But I love the expressive use of capitalization. Because there's certain words in this screen grab that are capitalized. So like he capitalized fairy tale. He capitalized dead in dead men. He capitalized honor and elite, rock and woo. There's a lot like underlying messages, and I can't decipher it, and I want to know.
I think if anything, he fits more with WWE's mold, than AEW, in my opinion, or Ring of Honor. Because they're more with actual wrestling. WWE does mold with the wrestling and also like the character and the production.
Well,
too.
Stuff I've been reading also is now that Triple H is in creative, we're going to see a larger focus on wrestling as opposed to sports entertainment.
Finally.
Yeah, because like I saw some stats from SmackDown. So let me just get the exact dates.
Then when you're done with that, I'll pull up. I have the list from Walk Culture, 10 wrestlers Triple H will sign for WWE.
So July 29th was the last SmackDown produced by Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
It saw a total of 13 minutes of on-screen wrestling.
Wow.
In 2 hours, 13 minutes were wrestling.
Wow.
This past Friday, August 5th, was the first SmackDown produced by Triple H. In a two-hour show, it saw a total of 47 minutes of wrestling.
That's good. That's what you want. You want the half. Yeah. You want maximum one half of the show. Obviously.
Wow. Yeah.
They were also showing some throwback SmackDown clips too, if I'm not mistaken. Too. Like
they were. They were. There were some throwback clips, and then there were some SummerSlam highlights.
Which I like. Which, I again, do that. Show the remnants of the old days. Show.
By the way, can I just say, whoever gave Pat McAfee the screen to do the drawings like they do on football.
It's great.
That was pure genius.
Let him
and it. Please give it to him every week
like,
so he can do football highlights on wrestling. Yes,
I agree with you on that. So I from Walk Culture, 10 wrestlers Triple H will sign from WWE. Number 10, Bronson Reed.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I feel like Bronson. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Number 9 already happened, Dakota Kai. So we saw that. This is from a couple weeks ago. Io Shirai. So that was the main roster. So that one. That one already happened too. Number 7, interesting, William Regal.
Ooh.
I think he might be in AEW for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I feel like maybe after the Combat Club runs its course.
Yeah, I'm thinking after that, which might not be for a while, you know?
Yeah.
Number 6, this one's good. Jonathan Gresham from Ring of Honor. Ooh. I actually would want to see how that would go. Because I know for a fact he would treat him better than what Vince would do with the smaller guys. Number 5 already happened, Killer Cross and Scarlett. That already happened. Candice LeRae's number 4.
Okay.
Because again, we kind of think with if Gargano comes back, you know, because Gargano's number 3 on here. So that one's good. Samoa Joe at number 2. Think Joe will come back?
Maybe.
He brought him back the first time, remember?
Yeah, he did.
He personally wanted him back. So
if it's allowed within his Ring of Honor contract,
I think it might be
if Hunter wants to start breaking down that door.
He could do that too. He could do that. Now I think Triple H would be all for it. And number 1 is MJF. I think Trips would want to try to make that happen.
Yeah.
I think he would want to make that happen.
So I feel like now that at least Raw is pushing for TV-14, I think MJF could work now, especially under Triple H.
That's what I'm thinking.
And we could finally have my fantasy booking.
good old fantasy booking yeah. too. I mean, is there any, I mean, we kind of talked about everything. Overall, I'm just excited Karrion Kross is back. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm just, like I said before, I said this on my podcast. I said it here too. SummerSlam was one of the first pay-per-views that I generally like enjoyed from top to bottom. There's no,
yeah, there was no match that you wanted to like take a break at and like,
that's what it was.
Recollect yourself.
Now there's some things like the Liv Morgan, Ronda match, but like the overall match was good, but there was not a match. Even like Corbin and McAfee. Again, it was good. I mean, I like McAfee, but like obviously Corbin was still good. Logan Paul, The Miz was good too. As much as we hate to say it, Logan Paul, I give him credit. I'm saying like that was, and to see that, I was like, all right, Triple. I'm like, I already knew from the beginning I was going to trust.
Speaking of Mr. Paul, did you see the clip I posted in our group chat with?
Was he on? Was Triple H on his podcast? I listened to that one today. Actually, I listened to the whole episode. So,
yeah,
I checked it out too. It was a good interview. Triple H really loves the business, man. That's like something I want to see out of my wrestling. Like, I want to see that passion for it too. And he was talking about like saying like the best thing is to get like all these former college players too, college athletes, because like, you know, half of them are, you know, majority of them are going to go pro. There's no pro like shot put or whatever, like even like the like track people, like get them in the ring, try them out, have a deal with them where they say that they're WWE like trainees or whatever, and then like, you know, for college years and see what happens. So again, you could tell Triple H just has such a good executed plan for this, so I'm excited for it. We kind of said this months ago, years ago, when taking over, and now it's finally happening. It's like I'm happy about it. I'm like looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah.
All right, like it all. All right, that's what it is. That's what
it's
excited. That's what it is. It is what it is, Bert.
It is what it is, indeed.
I think that wraps it up, right? It wraps up for this one.
I think so. Oh, there was one more thing that happened this past week, and it happened on Friday.
Okay.
Bunch of the female talent were not happy with the crowd turning on Liv.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with it. I get it. Like, yeah, 34 days and y'all are hating her already. Like, I don't get that at all, but also might be because of the way she was booked against Rousey. That might be.
Yeah. If we can get her back into good booking, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't think.
Although, I think if she loses at the castle.
No,
we might have to give the entire show to Mike.
That's unfortunately we're gonna have to do that too.
Yeah,
I guess nothing too. AEW's Fight Forever game is gonna come out too.
Oh yeah, we forgot about that too. It looked okay.
I'm not gonna go out of my way to purchase it if it's a full $60. Yeah. If it's like 40 or even 30, I'll consider it. But I need gameplay of it.
Yeah. I need gameplay, and Mike already told us that there's no creator wrestler, so.
which is stupid. You would think you want to have that AEW. So what's the point?
And I told you guys that they're gonna have mini games. When I tell you they're gonna have mini games, my fellow listeners, it's Pokemon Stadium N64 type mini games.
Is Tony Khan going to make an announcement about it?
Probably.
You know what? We're going to end it there. We'll see what happens when more gameplay comes out too. So that wraps up for episode 41 of Four Corners. Albert, you got any parting words for our fellow listeners, our fellow Americans?
Well, since Mike's not here to plug stuff, I guess I'll plug the stuff tonight. Thank you, everybody, for watching, listening, whenever you were listening today, tomorrow, 10 years from now. We love and appreciate you. Don't forget to check us out on our other content, Fonz with the Slickback Kickback Report, Mike DeSanto and his fellow colleagues with the Cinco Squad, and my YouTube channel. As Mike says, it's got Fonz with supernatural powers, so go watch it. As always, Liquid Death, please be our official sponsor so we can stop saying unofficial official sponsor.
Yeah, please sponsor our stuff too.
Yes. And don't forget, for all your review and preview content, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you get your social media. And don't worry, the rest of our live stuff will be back. But for now, it is just us. The rest of Review and Preview will return, hitting for the cycle, on August 18th. Review and Preview, the main show, on August 31st. And Big Blue Avenue with the New York Football Giants on September 8th.
So, my parting words, Albert, as always, does a great job plugging away and everything, too. I want to thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 41. All some good stuff, some good old wrestling news.
That is.
I will not, I forgot to mention this too, Albert. I will not be here next week. So you and Mike are holding the fort down for the following week.
Man, can I get 1 week where I don't have to send one or both of you to the Shadow Realm?
No, I guess what? The next week on the 22nd, Mike's not going to be here too. So you're going to have a pretty busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a pretty busy couple of months. Welcome to August.
Welcome to August, everyone. By the way,
yes.
Since it's just you and me, I'm going to throw it back to Slickback and Kickback Report. Everyone watching, listening around the world, whenever you're listening, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, unlike, unrate, unsubscribe, and then do it all over again so we can fudge those numbers.
Fudge the numbers. Fudge the numbers. Fudge the numbers. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop. All right, guys, have a good day, good night, good evening. See, we'll slick back though back too. We're gonna 2 sweet on out of here. Check out everything on Review and Preview. Thank you for checking out Four Corners. We love you guys so much.
Michael Nakazawa.
Oh yes.